The mother. In her early old age, the mother's toenails curl over her toes so that when she walks across the kitchen floor, some click. The doctor has warned her for the third time that her legs will ulcerate if she doesn't rub moisturizer into them, so unwilling is she to touch her own body or to care for it. The same woman who stood many nights at the foot of the attic stairs as her husband weaved and stammered up into the room where her daughter slept, on the landing, in her bathrobe, by the laundry chute, unmoving, like a statue in the children's game her children play. And now the soft drone of her daughter's waking voice, reasoning and rising, and the first slap, and the scrape of her son's chair pushed back from his desk, the air thick now with their separate listening. And again the girl's voice, now quietly weeping, and the creak of her bed. In the game, someone has to touch you to free you. Then you're human again.